Today I want to talk to you about how to fight fear. Would you open your Bibles to 2 Timothy 1:7 and then 1 John 4:18. If you guys can put it on the screen as well so people can see what I'm reading, if I can find it. Hallelujah. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Now, let's go back to 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. Listen to me. Fear involves torment. But he who fears is not been perfected in love. Did you know that every hospital in America has an electric generator? In case of a blackout, they have an ability to produce their own electricity. Well, every human brain is a little generator. Well, actually, it's a big generator. It has an ability to generate all kinds of energy. Amen. It has the ability to produce love and fear. It's all out of your brain. It's not so much even out of your heart. We feel it in our heart, but it's here. It has an ability to produce happiness and sadness, peace or stress. It's all in your mind. Faith or fear. Before the fall of man, first couple lived 100% of faith, 0% of fear. Adam and Eve had nothing to be afraid of. They had dominion over all the earth. How do I know this? Well, if we look at the second Adam is Jesus Christ, right? Bible says he's a second Adam. If we look at him, we can know what first Adam was kind of like. Do you remember that story when Jesus was in the sea with his disciples and he was sleeping on the boat? And his disciples were row, row, row your boat type thing. And the wind came and the storm came. And what happened was it started turning their boat over. About a month ago, we went to Florida, and I ran on the beach at night. And it was kind of freaky. It was, you know, the sea makes you feel kind of like you're out of control. It's so huge. Have you ever been in the sea? And I took a fishing trip in one of those charter boats, and we went about 10 miles in the sea. And what happened was, you kind of feel like, where are we at? You know, thank God for the sun. At least you know which way and what time it is, you know. But it's kind of scary to be stuck in a sea. And this is what happened. Disciples were in this little boat. You might think, there were 12 grown men. How could they be afraid of the sea? Well, they were in the middle of it. It was dark. There was no stars. The weather changed quickly. And the waves started turning their boats. They couldn't keep the nose to the wave type thing. So they were really afraid. And Jesus said something interesting to them. He said, when they woke him up, he said, why are you fearful, or you of little faith? So notice, if there is a lot of fear, there is little, help me out, faith. So Jesus said, why are you fearful, or you of little faith? Adam, in the Garden of Eden, didn't have any fear. It was all faith. There was nothing to be afraid of. And we just read the scripture, God did not give us a spirit of fear. Fear is a spirit. After Adam sinned, fear began to sneak up in their hearts. The first act, if you remember the first act after Adam and Eve sinned, they did what? They hid. And when God started calling them, they said, we were afraid. That's why we hid, because we were afraid. So notice, they didn't fear nothing. They didn't fear God. But after they sinned, they began to fear God. In the 21st century, most people live with multiple fears and phobias. Would you agree to that? Okay, and today God is going to show you how to be free from fear. It's very easy. Hallelujah. If you're a believer, what is your greatest fears? And maybe we'll name some, maybe we won't, but you need to put it before you. And as I speak today, you need to kind of apply it to your own fears. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, other fears people experience, that's terrorist attacks. They experience fears of spiders, death, failure, war, heights, crime, violence, being alone. And a lot of people experience a fear of failure and fear of the future. And there are so many anxiety attacks and people are having right now. And there's an explanation, biblical explanation for that. Did you know that women are 2 times more likely to experience a panic attack? A lot of people are experiencing all these fears today. And interesting thing is God has not given us a spirit of fear. We were not created with that type of fear. Hallelujah. Now, but interesting thing is that we were created to fear. What are you saying, Pastor Alex? I thought you said God didn't give us a spirit of fear. Well, if He didn't give us a spirit of fear, how is your brain able to generate fear? Okay, if a chicken was not created to fly, he's not flying. But if an eagle is created to fly, although you put him in a limited space, after you let him go, he'll learn to fly again. Because he has an instinct, an ability inside of him to fly, right? You heard the chicken, eagle stuck with little chickens story? And chickens were laughing at him because he was different and ugly. And they told him, just stay, sit down and embrace your, you know, destiny. You're just ugly, that's it. And you know, little chicks are beautiful, you know, they're just chicks, you know, pretty and everything. And they're this eagle who's ugly, kind of big legs, you know, and kind of just, you know, how little eagles are. But eagle always looked to the top, and they said, hey, listen, but he had that ability in him. We have an ability to fear inside of us, okay? So that's what I wanted you to understand. But there's 2 types of fear. There's a good fear, and there's evil or bad fear. Good fear is the fear of the Lord or of God. And the bad fear is everything else that comes when we don't fear God. Let me give you an example. Let's say I had a lion here, an angry lion who hasn't ate for like a week now, you know. And I had him on a chain right here on my left side. And then I had a mouse right here on my right side on a little, you know, string. And I let both of them go. Which one would you fear? Fear of lion, most people, right? Raise your hand. Okay. Fear of a mouse compared to fear of a lion. Still, huh? Okay. Jeez. But wouldn't you agree, most people, the normal ones? Kidding. The rest of the people would say, hey, compared to lion, this mouse is nothing, right? And that's the same thing when we put fear of God and fear of everything else. Compared to fear of God, everything else is nothing. Okay? But what happened in the 21st century, in the 20th century, especially when the intellectual minds began to, you know, started thinking, and Darwin and all those people, what happened was they didn't like the fear of God. How is fear of God expressed? But they didn't like that fear. And what they did, they tried to eliminate it. And what they made God kind of a fluffy, innocent, powerless, you know, kind of a dust in the wind type thing where God doesn't mean anything. So nobody's afraid of God anymore. What is the fear of God? Fear of God is interesting because it actually expresses itself through your conscience. Okay, when you're about to lie, if you have a good conscience, and this is for a believer and unbeliever, because we're all God's children, made in His image. Okay? What happens is there's that thing inside of you that says, ah, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. When you're about to steal something, when you're about to talk somebody, you know, gossip about somebody, there is this, you know, little nudge, and that's called the fear of the Lord. If we obey that fear, we don't have to be afraid of a cop later. If we obey the fear that says, hey, do your taxes right. And most of the time, the voice says, oh, it's okay. You know, it's okay. You know, you don't have to do the taxes right. You can get away with it. And as soon as you cheat on your taxes, you'll be like watching your windows and being scared in the morning for no letter to come about auditing you. Interesting how the devil works. First he says, it's okay. And then as soon as you do it, he said, that's it. You're dead, man. But see, we also have the fear of the Lord, that voice inside of us. And it says, don't do it. Fear God. You know, don't do it. So that's a good fear. Amen. That's a good fear. We should obey that type of fear. Because it protects us from jail, from being in front of judge and spending your night with some bubba in a cell. Hey, you don't want to do that. I watched some prison movies and, Anyway, there are many benefits and rewards from fearing God. I'm going to just quickly give them to you. Friendship with God. Listen to Psalm 25:14. Friendship with the Lord is reserved for those who fear Him. Okay? Next, protection and deliverance. For the angel of the Lord guards all who fear God, and He rescues them. So if you fear God, you have the angel protecting you. Don't just be, you know, oh, angel of the Lord is always with me. No, when you fear God, He's always with you. When God tells you don't do something and you still do it, when you have that voice of conscience, of reason speaking to you, don't steal, don't talk about that person, and you still do it, angel is without wings. He has his wings shackled in the back. Can't do nothing. He's there, but he can't do nothing. Next, happiness. Happy are those who fear the Lord. Next one, blessing of God. He will bless those who fear the Lord, both great and small. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It's wise to hear that voice that says inside of you, don't fear God. Next, fulfill desires. He fulfilled the desires of those who fear Him. He hears their cries, for He helps and rescues them. Next, prolonged life. Fear of the Lord lengthens one life, but the years of the wicked are cut short. Security. Those who fear the Lord are secure. He will place a refuge for their children. There's many more benefits in the Word of God for those who fear God. Just before you're ready to go and get drunk or use some drugs or maybe do something that you would regret in the morning, you listen to that voice on the inside of you. You have it. It's there. Amen. And so because of our society, people told us you don't have to fear God. God is love. And that's true. But He also consuming fire. He is an angry God, because you can't have God who loves without having God who even hates. God hates too. Especially sin and evil. Hallelujah. So what happened is, if you notice, since our intellectuals told us that we don't have to fear God, guess what happened in our societies? We began, especially with very educated society, we began to fear everything else but God. We are afraid of a mouse. We are afraid of a little spider. We're afraid of being in an elevator. We're afraid of flying. We're afraid of everything else, but we are not afraid of God. Now let's keep going. There's disadvantages from unhealthy fear, from the fear that comes upon you at night. Okay? There's disadvantage. I want to read a verse in the Bible that everyone here should know, like John 3:16. It's Job 3:25. If you open your Bibles and underline it, because this is a verse that will protect you from fearing, or will stop you when you do fear. Okay? For the things I greatly feared has come upon me, and what I dreaded has happened to me. Let's read it again. For the things I greatly feared has came upon me. So what you fear, talk to me, help me out, comes upon you. Now, interesting thing is that when we fear God, talk to me, help me out, He comes upon you. But when God comes, guess what happened? Everything starts to light up in your life. He brings life to the fullest. See, God, when He comes into your life, you don't become poor and depressed and sick. Because when God comes into your life, He heals you. He gives you joy. He gives you peace. So there's a reason why we fear God. When we fear God, He comes upon you. This is a spiritual principle, people. Learn it. Whatever you fear comes upon you. Now, if you fear sickness or cancer or heart attack, have you ever heard people say, nobody in my family lives past 20 or 50? And I probably won't. I said, a guy called me yesterday and said, nobody in my family lives past 50. My aunt and this died and this died. And like in the last 2 months, like 3 people in his family died. And his mom is going through some cancer surgery. And he's confessing that. And I'm trying to tell him, don't say that in your life. Because whatever you fear, you give the door to come into your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, if you fear the devil, interesting thing that he comes upon you. You would think, I'm afraid of Satan. And I remember when I used to come at night to the church, and I used to be afraid of church at night. I mean, I would freak out. I would come, but I would keep coming because I knew. And one time I started fighting the devil, and he started attacking me. I mean, like, it's in a mind thing, you know? And you have to defeat it in your mind. It's not like somebody talks to you or comes. And so you don't have to be afraid. Interesting thing this week on Tuesday, one of my assistants was working in the office, and a light downtown went off everywhere. And she was like, I thought the rapture came. And you know how it is downstairs. Downstairs, it's pitch dark. There's no windows. There's no nothing downstairs. There's computer doesn't work, anything. She's like, thank God for my little light cell phone. You know, I found my way. And I'm laughing at her on the phone. And she's like, Pastor Alex, why are you laughing? That wasn't funny. And she was like, she was really freaked out. And to tell you the truth, I know how she feels because I've been there downstairs. The light didn't go off, but it almost did here. Hey, you know, I used to be afraid of being in church alone. I don't know why. It was just this quiet place. And I always thought maybe the devil would come after hours, you know. God cannot come, you know, in now, you know. But, you know, you never know when the pastor leaves and nobody's here. The prayer warriors are gone. Thank God. Thank God. I can come to night prayer by myself. And I'm okay now. Thank God. Hallelujah. Now, let me give you some scientific evidence for fear. What is the reaction of the body towards the fear? Did you know that your body reacts a certain way towards fear? And listen to this. Our body does not react positive towards fear. Digestion and immune system shut down when you are in fear. Because the body needs all that energy to fight or flight. You know that fight or flight thing. You either fight it or you run. Flight. You run away fast. And when fear comes, I know how it is. We prayed for one man and he started being all loud and everything. A lot of my guys, they're like, we almost, one more second we would have left. Because, you know, the fear rises up and you want to either fight him or flight him. Or fight him. Anyway, if your immune system is shut down for a long periods of time, immune system is responsible for keeping your body healthy. So your kidneys are weakened if your immune system is shut down for a long periods of time. So fear is not good to your physical body. Fear makes you sick, or it attracts sicknesses. It keeps the door for sicknesses to enter into your life. And you know that worry is a form of, and if you are a constant chronic worrier, you'll have headaches, you have all kinds of things happening to you. That's worry is out of fear. When you fear something that you can't control, worry comes up, right? Now, next thing, this is from medical journal. It says this, trouble focusing on small tasks. Did you know that life is made out of little tasks? You make many little steps and eventually you end up on top. That's how life is. But if you're not able to focus, have you ever wanted to do something like read your Bible? But then there was 100 more things to do and you had a good desire, but you just couldn't focus. When you're living in fear, and a lot of people go to church out of fear. They go to church out of guilt. Interesting thing, I know when people have done something, I have visitors like that sometimes. When they've done something, that's when they come. They come because they feel guilty. And then you call them during the week and you say, hey, you want to do something? Come, you know, this Sunday. Why? You know, I'm not guilty. I haven't done nothing bad. You can't go to church like that. It's not out of guilt. Because out of guilt is emotional. You're just going to church for a quick release, like you would go to the bar for a... So makes your trouble, gives you trouble focusing on small tasks. Next, increases heart rate and blood pressure. And we know all those things that come from all that. So when you are walking in constant worry, you're going to have high blood pressure. And God wants to set you free because He did not give us a spirit of fear. And you know, Christ destroyed the fear of death. Any fear you have is nothing compared to fear of death. That's the greatest, because once they take you out, you're out. So that's the only thing you can make an excuse for fearing. That's the only thing. But even that, Christ has redeemed us from fear of death, dying on the cross for us. So even death we don't have to fear. Hallelujah. Next thing, fear causes people to make stupid decisions. This is honest truth. This is out of science. This is just out of science. But we know that's true in our lives. Listen to this phrase. The fear response is almost entirely autonomic or without thought. So when you respond to something with fear, it's like you respond autonomic without thinking. You know who else responds without thinking? Animals do. When animal hears something, little danger, they quickly respond to it. And they just run. They could run in front of your car. When we respond, see, there's a difference between us and animals. We have a brain. We can rationalize. When we hear a little something fall, we don't run a mile and then, what was that? Oh, it was just a cop or a shoe fell down or something. Whoa. You know, you're a mile away. That's how animals respond, right? They run first, think later. So the fear response is almost entirely autonomic or without thought. We don't consciously trigger it or even know what's going on until it has run its course. That's what happens when we fear. We start acting, and then after it's all done, we realize, oh my goodness, how did I end up here? How did I end up in this place of my life? And let me give you some examples. Many people make financial decisions out of fear. And after they realize they're in debt and in credit cards and all kinds of debt, and they're almost on the brink of bankruptcy. Now, many people make bad relationships because of fear. A lot of men or women, they make bad choices. They settle for somebody less than God's best for them. You know, God has, guys and those who are not married yet, God has the best person for you. And a lot of girls, this happens in the girls a lot, they fear, well, if I don't sleep with him, he's going to leave me. And you're talking to a 16-year-old boy. I mean, he's not even thinking of staying with you. He's thinking of leaving you. And so a fear, see, that fear creeps in and says, you know, you got to keep him by sleeping with him. A lot of women stay in bad relationship because of fear. They get beat up and the children are in bad drug-infested place. But because of fear, they stay in those. See, fear makes us, clouds our mind and makes us make bad decisions. Mothers, not to mothers. Mothers who have fear about their children, because what we fear will come upon us. A lot of times mothers are just totally stressed out about not doing something to the children, and eventually it happens to them. A lot of mothers start making their kids so busy, where kids begin to resent their mothers. Because of fear, we make bad choices when we fear. We need to choose the course or a plan for our life, find it from God, find it from the Word of God, and follow it. But we shouldn't fear. A lot of people fear the fear of closeness. Because they've been hurt, they don't allow people in their life. And so what happens is they end up being alone. A lot of people fear of failure or making a mistake. How many of you have that fear? Because I've had that. Had to deal with it. But then I realized, hey, I'm a human being. Even God permits me to live in total freedom. Because He says, if you commit a sin, then we have a just and faithful intercessor, high priest, we go to him we repent and he forgives us. But then the Bible says, whoever says, I don't have sin in my life, he's a liar. Amen. So notice, God doesn't even want us to live, don't sin. God says, if you sin, or when you sin, you have God. Not on purpose, of course. Because after so many times, the grace runs out, and God says, that's it. Yeah, it's not forever. There is a time, God says, I gave her time to repent. But she didn't, so I'm going to do things to her now. Mess her up. Oh, Jesus. And there's so many different fears. Now, let me give you a few practical steps of how to be free from fear. We read it, that God did not give us a spirit of fear. And in the second verse we read in John, it says that perfect love casts out fear. You know that a lot of times what happens is fear and love coexist inside of a human soul. That's what happens in a regular person. One time we love, another time we fear. Okay? And what happens is fear coexists. But listen, love cannot tolerate fear. Love cannot tolerate fear. So it's not normal, it's not godly, it's not biblical for you to say, well, I deal with my fears. No, Bible wants to be free from your fears. He doesn't want you to deal with them. Every time something happens in your life, you react, you act all, you know, panicky for a long time. You go into this shock mode and or whatever, and then you realize, oh. No, God wants you to be free. Do you have that fear in your mind already that you are afraid of? Because I'm going to be talking exactly to it. Somebody here today came into the service all panicky on the inside. Somebody came with almost like a heart attack situation because of your worry. God wants you set you free. God wants to set you free from that. When I was standing in worship, God revealed that to me and said, there's somebody and I want to set him free today. So you can be free from that. Otherwise, you're causing harm to your body, to your family, to your relationships, to your finances, to everything you do in your life. Listen to this verse. This is God in Isaiah 41:10. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not fear, because I am with you. Do not be anxiously and look around you, because I am your God. Do not anxiously look about you, because I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely, I will help you. Surely, I will hold you with my right hand. God says, you don't have to be afraid today. Whatever it is, whatever that fear is, and there are some natural fears, and there are some spiritual fears, but one thing, you don't have to be afraid. Now, fear is cast out two ways. It's with love and with faith. Now, when disciples were on the sea in a boat, remember the boat was, what kind of fear was that? That was a fear of unknowing or uncontrolled. Something you don't have control over, right? Well, we can say they had control because you didn't have to go in a boat at night. But a lot of times we have to live this life, and so we have to go through some storms or some seas in our life, right? Disciples had this fear, and Jesus said that, oh, you of little faith. So this type of fear, a fear of unknown, fear of sickness happening to you, fear of, give me some examples, fear of getting an accident, fear of losing your house, fear, just all kinds of fear. This fear is removed or destroyed by faith. Okay, faith is never negative. Have you ever heard somebody say, I have faith to get sick. I have faith to get in a car accident. I have faith that my children are going to go bad. No. Faith is always, I have faith God is going to protect me in my car. God is going to provide. I have faith. So when you talk about faith, see, when we talk about living by faith, when God teaches us to live by faith, He wants us to live in everything good. So when we say, I have faith, that means I am optimist. I have notice what the Bible says. God is pleased. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. So when you are positive, when you look optimistically on the future, you please God. So when something comes in your life, you have to say, God is in control. I am in God's hand. All things work together for good for those who love God and those who are walking out the purpose that He has for them. So you have to say, talk to that fear and say, no, it's not. I'm going to do everything on my part that I physically can, but I will not walk in this fear. I will not walk in fear that somebody's going to leave me or somebody is not going to be my friend. I'm not going to live in that fear. I'm going to use faith. I'm actually going to be positive. God provides all my needs. He's going to take care of me no matter what. Go ahead and if they leave, they leave. But you can't walk in fear because why? When you, whatever you fear comes upon you. You fear and getting accident, it will come upon you. One of my friends, I was working with many years ago, he bought a new Pontiac Grand Prix. And he was so afraid because some guy was following him. And he would always look in the back to see, make sure nobody hit him. And he was just so afraid. It was his baby. About 7 days, he had the car. And he was watching the guy in the back, the guy in front of him stop. And he totaled it. I mean, he totaled his car. You gotta stop living in fear. You gotta stop living in fear that your kids are gonna be bad. That your finances, God will provide. So in that case, you don't use love so much. You use faith. But guess what love will do? Love will reject fear. Love makes you act. Because love is usually not towards yourself. When we talk about loving your neighbor, loving God. So what love does, it pushes you to fight that fear. Because love and fear cannot peacefully coexist. Either fear takes over or love takes over. But God wants us to be in love. Walk by love. Amen. And faith works by love. So when you, love makes you just attack that fear and say, me and you, we have nothing in common. Light and darkness have nothing in common. You know that there is no darkness. Darkness does not exist. Darkness is only absence of light. So God does not want. Now, second thing, there's fear of like bugs. Bugs, snakes, what else? Spider, mice, rat. Now, let me give you a story quickly. Because that's a biological type of fear. That fear you fix. Now, how many of you know you have imperfect body? Everyone here on earth has an imperfect body. We're not perfect in any sense. We're close, but we're not perfect. In heaven, we'll be perfect. Right? But let's say you had a problem with kidney. And there was opportunity to go in a hospital and fix it. Would you fix it? Would you have the doctors do something and give you like, let's say, a pill that would help you? Would you do it? Well, that's the same with these fears. Fear of spiders, mice. They're just biological type fears. All right? And this is how you deal with them. Like, let me give you a story before I tell you how I deal with them. When we moved in our house is on a field. And mice would come in. And they'll be like, we never, in a city, we never had mice. I mean, but in a country, there's fields all over. I mean, and mice, and they're so little. You know, those field mice. And they would come in, and me and my wife would be watching the TV. You know, we just got married, not, you know. And the mice would go, she would climb on a couch. I'd be like, I would grab something. And, you know, I got to admit it, I kind of had that fear. It's a natural fear. But, you know, after we killed about 100 of them, just slaughter them, we poisoned them, we bought the boxes that they go into, we bought fake cheese till our cat disappeared. And what happened was, now when a mouse runs, I see it, and I just go after it with a shoe. Now we bought those things you plug in electricity, it still doesn't work. So I put a whole bunch of bags, you know, in certain places where the dog can't get to. Hopefully they go. So how do you do it? Love makes you do what? Act. Love casts out all fear. Love usually makes you act. So when you have that fear, you don't have to live with it. Act on it. And after a while, that fear will disappear. Now, many people have a fear of flying on a plane. And what I found out, you're 50 thousand times more likely to have a car accident and be killed than be killed on a plane. 1 out of 11 million chances of you being killed on an airplane. So you see that fear, we have to study that fear and we have to just defeat it because that's just a disorder. Because we live in an unperfect bodies, unperfect soul. And eventually we'll have perfect body, perfect soul, perfect spirit. But now we still live in this world. So that's easy to fear, to defeat. But deal with it. Don't make your love that's inside of you. It will always act. It will not want to coexist with that. Every time a mouse runs, your love hides and your fear goes, you know. No, love will make you push you. And listen to that voice. Just go and defeat it. Mice will not do anything to you. I hate snakes, but take your mower and chase them around. There's other types of fear. There's fear of demons and how you fight it the same way. Especially with demons, I found out you don't have to fight it. It's been defeated. Just take it out of your mind. Just say, no, I have not been given a spirit of fear, but love, power, and sound mind. I will not be afraid of you. You can't do nothing to me. There's been a moment when I came up here and I was praying at night, and I would feel like somebody, like demon would appear. And I would say, you know, go ahead. I mean, and I knew he's a spirit, so he can't hurt you. But usually it's all in your mind. I said, come on. And I was like, I hope he doesn't, but. And so what you do, and I kept coming to church on night prayers, and I would just walk it, and every time I walk, a thought would come, and my hair would stand up, you know, probably the way it is now. and so what I did was, I just, you know, kept coming. And every time I would fight, and it would get stronger. But then after a while, I just said, I'm not even going to deal with you. Christ already, you know, defeated the fear of death. So just go away. So it works, and it will work in your life. There is a fear of man. And this is how you deal with that. Do you remember Esther was chosen to be a queen of Babylon? And her people, who was Israelites, were taken into captivity. And there was this evil Haman, one of the executives in the kingdom. He was number one right-hand man of the king. And so Esther got chosen to be the princess. They got married. But sooner she realized that God had a plan for her. Because Haman wanted to destroy the whole Israel race. Just like Hitler did. Wanted to destroy all of them. And what happened? She was afraid. You could not go into the courts of the king without permission. Without him inviting you. And if somebody goes there, they automatically, without court, they die. And if you saw the movie One Night with the King, anybody? How she just goes through and how that big black guy holds her and says, don't go. Remember that? And she still says, no, I'm going to go. She goes out there and she conquers that fear. And she saves her people. Now, in that case, what made her conquer her fear? Love. The love for her people. Moses went 10 times and Pharaoh said, I'm going to kill you each time. What made him go? Love. Love is bigger than fear. And love is always active. It's never, I love everybody, but I just don't associate with everybody, anybody. It's never like that. Love is active and love takes risks. A lot of you here today, you probably never talked to this people of our aisle, maybe didn't never talk to some people on that. And you say, I love everybody as long as nobody touches me. And Cain said, I love my brother Abel. Till God, one time, God chose Abel over Cain. And Cain, there was no murder. First murder, and he kills him. Fear. Fear will make you do crazy things. Because you don't think rationally. God wants to set our churches from all kinds of fear, because you did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind.